Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Well, good afternoon to you, Pastor Mutimwi.
Good afternoon. You have pronounced it very well.
Ah, fantastic. I hope you're good.
I'm good. God is keeping us.
Lovely. God is keeping us well indeed. Now, you know, we're talking about the ripple effect of small acts of love, and we've been talking about this all week long. And we must acknowledge that God gives us many gifts, including time, talent, and of course, we must give back a portion of them back as well. So if we are truly to be actually faithful stewards. So with that in mind, are you giving back a portion of your talents if you're listening to us, to God's kingdom? You might not think you have any talents to contribute, but that's never the case. And so we have all the skills and abilities that God can use. And so we're going to be talking to that together with the pastor on the line. Now, Pastor, how can we use our time and talents as an act of love?
That's a very pertinent question and a very good question. I just wanted to register to ask the aspect of a very crucial element you have mentioned there, the element of love. Love is very pivotal in our life, and the absence of love is disaster. So your question is, how can we use our talents and time to help others and to assist others? You remember that in the Bible, in Matthew chapter 25, from verse 31 to 46 there, God says, you heard that I was in prison and you shared with me your time. Actually, you came and saw me. You heard that I was naked. You did acts of love. From what the Lord gave you, you shared with me. So we can affect the lives of others by sharing with them the time that we have, and by sharing with them even the talents that the Lord has given us.
Beautiful stuff there. Now, what are some of the creative ways to practice, you know, paying it forward, as it were, when a kind act has been done for you?
Yes, when a kind act has been done for you, you can thank. You say, you know, there's no appreciation or there's no payment to someone who has done you good than to say thank you. Many of us are not able to say thank you, and the thank you should be very genuine and of substance. I remember as I was reading the Bible, I think that's Mark chapter 9 or Luke chapter 10, when Christ healed 10 lepers, 9 of them went away healed, yes, but the 10th one said, it is not good that I go without saying thank you. So when someone does you good, it is good to come back and say thank you. And you know what, my brother, when you do something good to somebody, you never know the ripple effects of that, of that act. For example, let me give you my example. When we were in school, I had a brother, a counter classmate, who failed to register examinations because he lacked money. The background that he was coming from was so, so poor that he had no money. I had to work. I worked for him and paid for him 9 subjects. And he came out with 9 subjects and I only managed 7. In the long run, now he's now a lecturer of my student, of my child actually. Yes. So we met at a university and it was not going to be possible for me to get a place there at that university for my child. But that man was there and he recognized me and remembered the little acts that I did for him. He plowed back and afforded me a place. When you do something good to somebody, it may carry you forward. Actually, it is a deposit of your withdrawal tomorrow.
Man, it's a beautiful example, actually, because this is an act of kindness whose ripple effects, you know, was felt generations or years later, as it were. And I suppose even your offspring will remember that and say, you know what, I'll also pay it forward. So it just goes on and on and on. That act of love that you did those many years back has come back, but also your child has seen that and experienced that, and they will also pay it forward to someone else. And it looks like one act of love can literally go on and on for years and years and years and years, eh?
Amen. Amen.
Wow. Now, sometimes people share on, you know, on social media pages about, you know, things that they, they're doing for the less privileged. They take pictures and they show us in an attempt really to inspire others to also do the same. Now, how can we balance that idea with the admonition that your left hand shouldn't know what your right hand is doing?
Yeah, that's a very difficult question for me to answer, because motive cannot be measured superficially.
Yeah.
Because it sits deep in the center of the heart. Why somebody does something may not be known per se superficially by someone who is looking, who is seeing. That's why the Bible says, whatever your right hand does, your left hand should not know. We can't go around blowing whistles of what we are doing to others. It is not good.
When
you assist, when you help, you know, I've seen many other people, when they want to help, they call the cameramen, the media guys, for them to come and take pictures and them becoming the center of the act.
Yeah.
Yet in giving and in assisting somebody, the center of the act should be the recipient. You know, God says in John 3, verse 16, when God loved us, he gave his only begotten son. And the center of that activity was the fallen human being. So when somebody is in need, and we say we want to give and to assist, we shouldn't be the center of that activity, but the one receiving our act of love. So the recipient should be the beneficiary and should be the center of the activity. And within my heart, I'm the one to judge if I'm doing it for the right motive.
And so those who claim or who say that we're just posting pictures so that someone out there who didn't know where to start can also say, you know what, I can also do good. We also have testimonies of people who have done good because they've been inspired by seeing some posts by somebody who has taken pictures of what they're doing. So I'm not sure how we then get to encourage others to also do good.
Yes, I'm afraid who will be glorified there. In most cases, I don't see people glorifying God or respecting Jesus in that act. You know what Jesus did sometime in the Bible? He healed somebody
and
told them never to tell anyone. He told them never to share with anybody and never to tell anyone, but they had benefited. So for whatever we do, glory must come to God. You know, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31, in whatever you do, may it glorify God, not us.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So I don't know how we can balance that and why we can send those pictures. For what are they achieving? Who is being glorified in what we are doing?
And that's a pertinent question, because we just then got to ask, who is getting all the glory? Because sometimes the glory comes to the one who was giving and who would say, oh, you know, Pastor, you did so well there. May the Lord bless you. What a kind heart you have. And we praise you and we praise you and we praise you. And actually we forget about the one who actually inspired you, the God himself, who has inspired you to actually perform that act of kindness.
Correct, correct. The glory will come to us as human beings. Mm. We should, you know, and the other thing, when the glory comes to us, we are not wired to accept the glory. Yeah, we will be corrupted. Once glory comes into us, we will be corrupted and then we fall. So let glory be repelled to God and to Jesus because he's the one who is sending us to do those things.
Lovely. And before I let you go, Pastor, now that you've done this good deed and the person has benefited, now they cannot shut up about it. They are continually just praising you and thanking you, telling you how wonderful you are, how big of a heart you have. Oh, what a wonderful person you are. Do we then say, no, just keep quiet, please. I've done good and let's leave it there. How do we then, discourage them from, uplifting us instead?
Yes, you may not be able to quiet them or to silence them. Let them go around telling people. But when it comes to your ears, that this is what they are saying, and people try to pamper you up, point them back to Jesus.
Ah, okay.
This is Jesus who is doing great works through me. Mm-hmm. I'm just but an instrument. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, in Revelation 19, 3 days ago, we were reading about an angel who was giving a message from God to this John. And John, because of the marvel that he saw, he wanted to worship the angel. And the angel said, no, don't worship me, worship God. So when we hear that people are talking good about what we did to them, when it comes back into our ears, let's be able to repel the glory and pointed them to Jesus. We are just instruments. Mm. This is a privilege that God, through me, has blessed somebody.
Yeah, it's a fantastic one. Well, Pastor, I must thank you so much for your time. Hoping that you're going to be joining us again tomorrow. Please be blessed and have a fantastic afternoon further.
To God be the glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.